The question was asked, does one get sachar for keeping a mitzvah lo ta'aseh? And Chazal tells that one does get sachar, that any time a person contains himself from doing an avira, he gets sachar for that. There's even a famous gra, the gra quotes, I don't know if it's a Zohar, some medrash that says that for every second that a person holds himself back from saying words that are prohibited, he will get sachar that is so tremendous that no creature can imagine how great that sachar is. One of the great weaknesses of humanity is in speech, what we say, be it lashon hara, be it revealing other people's secrets. There are things that are prohibited. Chazal said, when someone tells you something, the understanding is you're not supposed to repeat it to someone else. What I told you, I meant for you. I didn't mean it for anyone else. So I didn't even mean that other people should hear it. That's why whenever Hashem speaks to Moshe, He tells him, Leimo, now you may repeat it to others. Because not everything that Hashem told Moshe was for our ears either. When someone speaks to us, it's for us. We have a tendency to reveal secrets. We have a tendency to speak badly about other people. We have a tendency to say things that are prohibited. Anytime a person is about to say something that's prohibited and he contains himself, so you should know that it's like taking the huge stone in the mill and grinding the wheat. So it's difficult to move that stone. The two stones are, there's friction between them. That's how you grind the wheat. By the same token, one has to hold his lips shut. It's difficult. It's as difficult as those stones. But by the same token that it's difficult, there's tremendous schar for one who does it. So that's one example. But Chazal told us in general that if a person was faced with a test and he contained himself and did not sin, so then he will get wages in the world to come. Now, that says in a few places, so we have to see what you're referring to in the Maharal.